Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
To Unveil by Grace podcast. How are you guys doing on today? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are back. We are back. I know that was not a smoke detector, guys. That was my microwave. I'm actually recording in near my kitchen. Very near. Very near. Because we about to cook up this morning. Hallelujah. I hope everyone is doing well, man. It's been an eventful last few weeks since I posted the last podcast. There's a lot that's been going on. You know, it's just been a lot. Good and challenging and testing and growth and you know, we suffer with Christ. Hallelujah. And what do I mean by that, right? What do I mean by that? I mean it's things that comes with carrying your cross. It's things that comes with realizing that I can do nothing without Him. And a lot of the quote unquote suffering is Him by way of the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, is cutting things up in me. And that process in itself is, you know, the flesh must die. The flesh must die. Your ways are not my ways, is what the Lord says. Right? So in that process, that's the part that a lot of us, we don't speak about. That process. What that process is. You know? And how, not even challenging, it's just, It's part of the process. I don't like to look at it. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to get the music right. I don't like to look at it like, or in that way. I'm having some. I don't like to look at it in that way, that it's necessarily challenging. It's more so the process, right? It's part of the process. But, and that leads to what I'm going to talk about today. Hallelujah. I was listening to a great man of God, Apostle Leon. I think he's out of New York, but I think he's originally or was living in California. But I know of him because of a great man of God, Prophet Tim Kenner. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, man of God. We had a great talk last night. Great talk. It was just so encouraging. There was I was humbled. I was corrected, you know. It was an amazing, beautiful conversation between me and him. And we were speaking about what Apostle Leon was speaking about, which it was surrendering and obedience. Hallelujah. And he was speaking specifically about some of us, your self-righteousness doesn't work, you know, like, because you don't, you know, operate in the sins we know that are like the big ones, you know. Well, not big ones, I don't want to say that, because all sin is sin, right? But because you don't do the ones most people say, oh, you know, sexual immorality, you know, all those things, right? If you think that because you're not doing those things that you're not in sin, you know, pride, rebellion, disobedience, oof. Look, the word tells us that when you are prideful, oh my Lord, you are an enemy of God. Oh Jesus, oh, let that sit in. Let that sink in. I you know, and sometimes, you know, for me, you know, I'm being honest, you know, pride is sneaky, because sometimes you don't even know you're being that way because you're not hearing his voice, obviously. And just, you know, pride justifies its crap, you know. Hallelujah. Lord, let that help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Because I don't want to misrepresent, or I don't want to make light of how serious this is, especially in this time. And that's why I was so grateful for that conversation last night, you know, because being disobedient, not hearing God's voice and not doing what he said. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not doing what you want to do. And even, I'm going to speak about this too. People pleasing. He didn't tell you to do that. He didn't tell you to go and do that. See, we get mixed up, you know, with wanting to do good. And doing good isn't people pleasing. Hallelujah. People pleasing has everything to do with people and not with what God said. Hear me. I'm not saying that doing good things for people is wrong. Please hear me. Don't misconstrue or don't mix my words. Please don't do that. But hear me carefully. People pleasing is not, or lacks, the one thing we're here to do is to please God. Hallelujah. His will pleases him. Faith pleases him. Hallelujah. You know, so that's where we get caught up. And that's where I was caught up, you know. I've always wanted to be a people pleaser, you know, and that came from my own issues and trauma and personal things that I had to be healed from, and he's healing me from, you know. You know, when, oh Jesus, hallelujah, let's go there. You know, when when a child is or feels neglected as a child, as a kid, as a baby, when they don't feel loved, when they are abandoned, when they've been abused, right? This is why it's so important to You know, parenthood is a real, it's the most important thing. It's the most important thing. And I learn so much each day. You know, the Lord shows me and reveals to me so much where I've, you know, and we don't get it right. We're not perfect, right? But there's some things that, you know, like he shows you that, you know, okay, you're falling short in this area, you know. Be more communicative, you know, communicate better with your child, or, you know, say it like this, or, you know, it's so many things, right? You know, and as parents, I get it. We have to work, and we got to do so much that, you know, but when you're not, you know, nurturing and loving and caring and all those things, it does something. It affects it leaves a door of legality for the enemy to, you know, come in. But I want to say that because of certain things in my childhood, right, like yours, right, we all have things, right, there's nobody that, you know, whatever, you know, but that's what led me to people please, because I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be loved by everyone, right? And the thing, what's wrong with that is that God wasn't in it. Like the love of God, hallelujah. Jesus, we going somewhere today. And I knew, like, this morning I would have did a podcast yesterday, but I couldn't find a certain piece that I needed. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. I couldn't find a certain piece I needed for, so I could give you guys the decent quality that I have, you know. But I needed a certain piece. I guess you can call it a mouthpiece for...
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Adapter that I use for my phone and my, you know, microphone and stuff like that. But I didn't have it. But this morning, the Holy Spirit, because that was on my mind, I was like, I feel urged to get back to the podcasting. Because I tell you guys, there's been a lot going on, you know, with certain projects that I've been working on and certain things. I've been, you know, just getting in position and things of that nature. And, you know, but this morning, hallelujah, that peace I needed found me, and I wasn't even looking for it. Isn't that just peculiar in itself, right? Look how God worked, you know? Most of the time, you know, look after him. Look for him, and then everything else will come. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that right there. Like that part, that part, you know, Jesus, wow. But the peace found me. So when I found it, I was like, oh, wow. Okay, here you go. You know, now we're here. But my point and what I want to get to is, you know, in our daily lives, you know, we often find ourselves caught between our own desires, the expectation of others, that part, oh Jesus, and the gentle prompting of the Holy Spirit. The gentle, hallelujah. See, what I'm learning is the Holy Spirit, he's gentle. I don't want to say that there's no real expectation. There's no coercion. There's no control. There's no force. Now, in that though, that type of love and patience and understanding, we tend to disregard or take for granted, you know? And because our God, our Father, is so gracious and merciful, hallelujah, he understands. He sees that, you know, all right, now. But in this time right now, ain't no time for that. There's no excuse at this time for a lot of us. A lot of us know better, okay? So, but we are in that space, right? We are in that space. So when we have, or when we're caught between our own desires and the expectations of others, it makes it very difficult to hear the voice of God, because we're making it about what we want. We're making it about what others expect of us, you know? Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom. Hallelujah. So we all have natural desires, right? You know, success, approval, comfort. However, Galatians 5:16, right? 5:16 reminds us that if we walk by the Spirit, hallelujah, we won't fulfill these fleshly desires. And look, man, I've been doing things my way for so long. It hasn't worked. It's left me frustrated. It's left me depressed. It's left me people-pleasing. It left me tired. Oh, it left me tired. Oh, Lord. Jesus. And we think because we, quote-unquote, are doing, when it comes to the, well, all of it, right? Oh, being successful. Oh, my business is, I generated $20 million this year. Okay, that's great. That is wonderful. But was God the head? Was the Lord Jesus glorified in what you did and the income you earned? Or was it generating more for the other side? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not my will, Father, but your will. Hallelujah. Ooh. And our flesh often leads us away from God's path. You know, driving us to seek immediate gratification instead of lasting fulfillment. Hallelujah. Now, society often pressures us to conform, seeking the approval of others over our own spiritual growth. Now, look at that. Look at that, right? And it started so young, you know. We just wanted to be in the cool crowd. We wanted to be, you know, accepted. Accepted. And sometimes we want to be accepted by the wrong people too. So let's just start there too. Like, it's like, you know, the cool kids or whatever that is. We want to be accepted. We want to meet the expectation of our parents, of our husbands and wives, of our, it's like, whoa, hold on now. wait a minute. Now, don't get me wrong, especially when it comes to the husband and wives thing. I'm not saying that there isn't a expectation in your role and duties in that relationship, right? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that no matter that expectation, if you are not seeking the approval of our Heavenly Father, if you are not seeking Him in His way, if it's not about His will for your life, then I'm telling you, you are chasing your tail. You are a dog chasing its tail. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And I'm talking to you from experience. Like, you know, I was always, you know, super nice. Super nice, trying to please everybody. And you can't please everybody. Shoot, I'm here to think you can't please nobody. But by surrendering and obeying our Heavenly Father. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Seeking His righteousness. What's your will for my life, Father? Not mine. I want your will for my life. Nothing else. Nothing more. Nothing less. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee. You know, the desire to be liked, man, it can lead us to make choices that conflict with our values. That conflict with our values or God's will. For sure. For real. Like that part, you know? Like that part. What did God say? If He told you to go and evangelize in Kuwait, let alone if He told you to go evangelize in your old neighborhood, but you don't ran from there because of whatever. Whatever, my point is, if God said, what did He say? Not what you said. And most of the time, especially when you know, for me, it's been a lot of times when He said do something, it was uncomfortable. Or what begins to happen is a lot of your flesh fights it. What does that look like, right? Doubt. Doubt is fleshly. Doubt is definitely from the enemy. Doubt is a lie from hell. Because if He said it, you can do it. If He said it, you're equipped. But the flesh, hallelujah, the flesh, ooh, Jesus, the flesh, it fights it, you know, it truly does. Now, Romans 8:14 states, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Now, this verse reassures us that surrendering to the Holy Spirit is a mark of our identity as God's children. And now I'm going to go to Ephesians 4:30, and it warns us not to
finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Or not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Ooh, Jesus. See, when we prioritize our desires over His prompting, we can feel discontent or struggle internally. See, when God said it, it brings peace. It brings peace. Now, if he said do something and you didn't do it and you knew to do it, you was like, okay, Lord, or it kept coming up, it kept coming around, right? You kept being made aware of it and you still didn't do it. There is going to be an internal struggle for sure, because that struggle is to let you know, like, hey, whoa, go back. Yeah. Go back. You got to do this. Because if you don't, you're going to grieve me. If you don't, you're going to be in disobedience. If you don't, you're going to be in rebellion. If you don't, there are consequences. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Have mercy on me, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Right? Like, and I'm in a space now where I know our God. He has done so many things for me that I can't even, you know, explain. But at the same time, like, I can't deny. Yeah, there are some things that, sometimes are, I don't understand, you know, for sure, a lot. You know, I am always learning. I am always going to be coachable, teachable, and just, you know, a student in knowing our Father and how his systems and his protocols and just how he does things, right? Going to constantly seek him. But at the same time, it's like, I know better, you know? So it just be moments where it's like, yo, okay. And he's been so patient with me. So gentle. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Sorry about that, guys. But yeah, we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. So Ephesians 4:30 warns us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. When we prioritize our desires over his promptings, we can feel discontent. It's true. Okay, so. Sorry, I got a little sidetracked. My daughter was leaving for school. But yeah. We must recognize the leadings and promptings of the Holy Spirit. We must surrender. Listening and attuning. Surrendering requires us to listen carefully. This can be through prayer, scripture reading, and or quiet reflection. Hallelujah. You guys know I have a location near my home where I go, and there's this huge rock there, and I go there all the time. All the time. Like, daily sometimes. Like, daily. Almost daily. I'd say at least 4 times a week, for sure. But I go there to get quiet, you know. It's hard for, it's not hard. At nighttime, I can get a lot of quiet time in my home. As you know, the wife, 3 kids, and Nathan, who is but 3, is, you know, hallelujah. It can get a bit noisy in here, right? But that place I go to, you know, for quiet time, reflection, communion, to get in his presence as often as I can, you know, to get away from distraction. You know, and sometimes you just need 30 minutes, you know. But that's where I go, right? And I go up there. Sometimes I bring my Bible. Sometimes I don't. You know. But when I do go there and I pray, read his word, and sit in silence and wait, oh, man. That combination there, oh Jesus. You know, there's something, there's a key in that, a key that unlocks access, that unlocks clarity, that unlocks oh Jesus, thank you Father, thank you Lord, thank you Lord, thank you. So we must make daily decisions, right? Simple decisions, what we say, how we act, and choices we make in relationships. When we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us or guide us in these areas, we open ourselves to a more profound peace. You know, because people pleasing, because that's the biggest thing, right? A lot of what we do is to please people. A lot of it. A lot of it. You know, and what I admire about just elders, those who've been around, they just don't care about what you think. They don't care about your title. They don't care about how nothing. As far as when it comes to pleasing you, pleasing their own selfish, they like, I did, I saw, and the Lord brought me through. And I look, my time is his. So they are very just, they say what needs to be said. They do what needs to be done. And they do very little, you know, to get, you know, you're not going to get them outside of where they need to be and what they got to do. No. But there's something in that, you know. That's where we should be with our Father. I don't want to please everybody. My life is not my own. Hallelujah. That's what Apostle Leon was talking about yesterday as well. You know, we're servants. were servants of his. We serve in him. Oh, thank you, Daddy. We serve a gracious, merciful, all-knowing. Oh, Father. And Jesus is the way. And Lord knows, I the Lord knows I've been, what the old folks would say, bullheaded. The Lord knows I've been trying to do things. One of the things the man of God, Apostle Leon, was speaking about was lawlessness. Hallelujah. You see, you think you can do and go wherever you please when he's called you, when he's chosen you for a specific thing. And you know that. You know that. Let's be of, or like the old prophets and the old men and women of God. They didn't do nothing without going to him first. Nothing. Not a thought, not a decision, not a where to go buy food, none of it. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. May we be like the Catherine Kuhlmans of the world. Not of the world, but like Catherine Kuhlman was. Hallelujah. May we seek your counsel, your wisdom, your guidance. May we surrender, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I don't want to be where I'm not supposed to be. I don't want to do what I'm not supposed to do. Not just because of the consequences, is I want what he has for me. I want to know that my Father is going to say, when he meets me, job well done. Not, I don't know you, you worker of iniquity. Oh, Jesus. Repent. Hallelujah. I don't want that. And that's not what he wants for me. And that's not what he wants for you. Hallelujah. You know? And I tell you guys, you know, pray for me. You know, the Lord has to, and he is, to heal and restore. And that he does. But get out his way. Get out the way. Fall back, move out the way, get out the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get out the way. Like, you in the way, get out the way. Let him do his perfect will in your life. I was in Galatians 5. Let me go there. Let me go there. Here we go. Yeah, because I was there yesterday. It says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." True freedom. True freedom is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's in Him. It's not in people pleasing. It's not in your successful business. It's not even in your ministry. Hear me what I said. Because if you're doing ministry for any other reason, then glorifying Him and bringing souls to Him, and if He didn't tell you to do that, man, you bugging. Hallelujah. And I ain't here to say what's, I'm telling you, you are bugging. You are out of order. You are, you really, because see, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ooh. Oh, that was so gentle. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are doing it for any other selfish reason, then I pray for you. I pray that you come out of that and you come back to the Lord and you allow Him to make you whole again. Humble you. Like, you know, and this is one of the things Apostle Leon was speaking about yesterday as well. It's like, you know, it ain't about you. It ain't about you. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not. Look, we ain't that special. As hard as that is to hear, you're not. I know our mamas told us that. I know our grandmamas pink style cheeks and, "Ooh, you so special. Ooh, he is so precious. Ooh, look at him. Man, please, you better look at him." Jesus is, keep your eye on Him, especially right now. It's so, man, it's wild, you know? It's wild, you know? Man, let's get our houses in order. Get our houses in order. Get our houses in order. You know, Prophet EJ was speaking about this morning. I saw a clip of it, and I said, He said, "Don't be a great member of your church, but a horrible brother." There you go. Back to people pleasing. Charity starts in the home. How are you going to be a leader of the church and your house is out of order? That hit me so hard. I said, "Oh Lord Jesus." You know, I began to do things to please people. And my baby, my daughter needs me, or my, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, she needs you. Some of us, we be so, you know, but God's like, "Man, you better take care of your home. Give me, but I gave you them wife and them children." Come on now. Like, I don't, look. Man, please. Nah, we ain't gonna do that one. Because it's gonna line up. If God say do it, it's gonna get done. Whenever there's a, like we spoke about earlier, a conflict or an internal conflict, it's because either you didn't do something or you're about to do something that you ain't supposed to do. Period. That's it. That's it. So there's definitely a great responsibility and required of those who, you know, he's pulling to the forefront, who he's called and chosen for a specific, a very specific thing. But you got to get out his way. You have to get out of his way, and you have to surrender. Be obedient. So let's repent. Let's repent. Let's repent. Mm-hmm. We must. We must repent because, hey. Oh, Jesus. So, Father, I'm going to close with this prayer. I want to ask for the strength. I want to ask in the name of Jesus for the strength to surrender and for the Holy Spirit's guidance daily. Father, give us the wisdom to discern your will and the courage to follow it wholeheartedly. I pray this for not only myself, Father, but for those who are listening. We pray this together in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Guys, I hope that you have a wonderful week, a blessed week, and that you too are surrendered. Surrender. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We waving the white flag. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I love you guys. I love you guys. This was a great one. This was a great, great sit down. I enjoyed it. I know souls were blessed. I know those who needed this received it. And may it do a wonderful thing in your life. And may his will for your life be done. This is Unveiled by Grace. I am your man of God, David Abraham. I will speak to you guys very, very soon. Have a blessed day. But more than that, be a blessing to someone else. I love you, but Jesus, oh Jesus, loves you so much more. Shalom.